Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC GAM's Blue Bay Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. March madness for the high-yield market had less to do with basketball and more to do with idiosyncratic risk in large CCC-rated cap structures. Outside of those few names, the market behaved as one would expect in the strong but not too strong economic conditions we find ourselves in. Market technicals are fantastic for corporate credit broadly, and mid-sixes yields on BB-rated credit reflects that. Yields on single-B credit closed the month around 7.72%, which is in line with the overall index yield of 7.75%. Against that backdrop, it is difficult to see the 13% sticker yield on that CCC ratings band and not get sucked in. That said, the path to positive alpha has as much to do with avoiding defaults or early exits from the index as it does from investing in the Cinderella stories that survive in advance. Cable and telecom were the worst-performing sectors in U.S. high yield in March, driven by double-digit declines in bond prices specifically related to Patrick Drahi's media empire. Despite those moves, the U.S. CCC index still tightened 28 basis points on the month. That may sound impressive, but the reality is that CCC has delivered nearly the same positive 1.2% return in March as BBs did. If March is any indication for how the rest of the year will go, we could see a higher default rate than expected. However, our view remains that defaults will remain benign this year and trend upward at the beginning of next year. Meanwhile, billions of CCC high-yield rated bonds have traded in March, and that liquidity speaks to the health and transparency of the market. Investors would be wise to use that data and review what similar risks reside in less liquid portions of their portfolio. The longer the credit cycle continues, the less Cinderellas remain, and that's true of both public and private credit. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.